Hi, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It's Christmas night, and I'm sitting here in my mother's living room in La Paz, and I have asked her to tell me what her favorite aspect of Christmas was when she was a child.
Well, there were so many different things. Snow days, we loved them when we could actually stay home from school. But there were other things, and that was deliveries. And then back in my childhood, it was the post office, and they actually delivered on Sundays. And it was so exciting to get boxes coming in from California and from New York and from Connecticut. And we would open them up and inside would be wrapped presents. And we would have to wait for them till Christmas. But what I loved was all of these deliveries and just the hustle and the bustle.
Did you have post office delivery people that actually would ring the bell, or did they just dump them the way they do now?
Oh, no, they would ring the bell. And sometimes they'd even say, got a package for Susie or got a package for Patty, because my aunties would put our names on the packages because they knew how exciting it was.
Was there one person you really anticipated getting a package from?
My Auntie Annette. She was an advertising person, and she also, one of her accounts was the Ed Sullivan Show. And we would get the most interesting things. We got plastic shoes once. Zest soap before it was on the market. Prel shampoo. It was so pretty and green, we thought we could eat it. Funny looking dolls. Just things that were going to be maybe advertised with her agency. When they were done with them, we got them.
I remember volumes and volumes of old makeup samples still in Grandma's drawer when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's right. Little tiny lipsticks.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember where they came from.
Really good brands, like Lancome.
Yes.
So when you got all these boxes and packages, you had to wait for Christmas Day. Were you allowed to open the cards, or did you have to wait for everything?
Well, the gift cards were just always stuck on, so we knew who they were from. But no, we had to wait. And then we'd say, well, I'm going to open this one first, but then a new box would come. No, I'm going to open this one first. And so everything was going to be open first.
When you got older, Did you miss that flow of packages?
Yes, I really did. It was such an exciting and part of Christmas, the anticipation and just the thrill of these boxes coming. But last year, my doorbell rang, and a UPS driver shows up at my door with a box. And in it was a book, a cookbook from you, the Christmas cookbook, or Christmas in Vermont.
I think it's an old-fashioned Christmas.
Something like that. And I just remembered those times of receiving Christmas presents in the mail like that. I mean, even though we mailed presents back and forth, I mailed things to Hawaii, to Delia, and when she was in Germany, we sent things back and forth. That was not the same as having these come to the door when we were kids, Christmas week, with our name on it. We'd open our presents, and then we'd have to put on our new dress and our new shoes, and sometimes my mother would get the idea to give us permanents, and then our hair looked crazy. And we would go to 12 o'clock Mass because dinner was at our house, and we had to be home in time for all the aunts and cousins to come.
Was there a favorite cousin? Or one you didn't like?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. I remember when I was little, one of the things that always happened on Grandma's tree were that there were always red envelopes.
Yeah. The bank actually gave out envelopes so that you could put money in it and then a hole cut out to show the dead president. And one year, Aunt Judy Tobias sent us Italian chocolate candies with golden strings, and they were shaped like Christmas ornaments. And we hung them on the Christmas tree. And that was fascinating to everyone that came to the house. Chocolate Christmas ornaments wrapped in foil hanging on the tree.
Was that the first time you'd ever seen something like that?
Yeah, I was 9 or 10.
Was there ever something you really, really wanted for Christmas that you didn't get?
A bike. I never got a bike.
Really?
Because my father hit a kid on a bike, and so he would never let us have bicycles.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
You still don't have one.
And I don't want one.
Thanks, Mom. This has been my mother, Susan Fogel, and she's going to tell you where you can find her online.
At mexicomusings.com. That's where you can find me. If you sew, SusanSewsDaily.com.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Meliss, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.